back on downtown here on your Friday afternoon. Yeah, about 14 away from 5 o'clock, and time for us to talk some Black Bear hockey. As we're joined by our friend, the voice of the Bears, John Shields. Hi there, John. Uh-oh, John, your phone's all garbly. Where'd you go? What's happening?
Oh, let's try that again. How's that, Rich?
Oh, that's so much better. What were you doing? Were you spinning around?
No, I'm getting... This is what always happens. You need me, and now everybody starts to text me with other things I need to do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Milk, yeah. Eggs, pick up Silas, all these things.
No. Nope. All stuff to get ready for this game on Sunday in Portland, really.
Well, yeah. Black Bears back at it. I'm trying. Has it been, almost 3 weeks since they played?
Yeah, it's been a while. Their last game was on December 8th. So it'll be 21 days, you're right, 3 weeks. Look at that math. When they beat Stonehill in Orono, 4-2, got the weekend sweep over Stonehill. That was their fifth win in a row. Six of their last seven, as they had the tie against Boston University, too. So a red-hot Maine hockey team went into the Christmas break with 12 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties.
And take on Bentley in a non-conference game on Sunday. First of all, what are the positives about playing down in Portland?
Well, you get to play in front of the Southern Maine fans. As we know, there's a large alumni base of Black Bears down there. The game sold out very quickly. It's always a great atmosphere in Portland. So that's a lot of fun to be able to bring Maine's team to Portland and play at the Cross Insurance Center. So 4 o'clock face-off on Sunday, and folks might recall the Black Bears played Bentley in Portland last year. Bentley, not a team that is, they're not a Boston University or a Denver, but a very good hockey team that played Maine very tough last year. It was a 3-2 game in Portland, so Maine won that game. I had to score a couple of third-period goals. Josh Nadeau scoring what ended up being the game winner after Cole Hansen tied the game at 2 last year in the third. So, it was a tight game last year against Bentley, always a tough opponent. So should be another fun one on Sunday.
As we turn the calendar into 2025, what are a couple of things that have been going especially well for the Black Bears of late?
Well, the balance scoring, just every line getting involved and having 4 lines that the coaching staff is not afraid to put on the ice at any point. Some teams try to hide their 4th line. That's not what Maine has had to do this year because they've been very consistent. Harrison Scott has been outstanding. He's got 20 points in 16 games, 10 goals, 10 assists. He has just been so much fun to watch. And then the other thing that's gone well is every transfer they've brought in has played so well. Charlie Russell, his first year on the team. Taylor McCarr coming from UMass, he's got 15 points. Owen Fowler, who played for Lowell to start his college hockey career, he's got 12 points. Ross Mitten has played great for them. So every transfer they have brought in this year has just immediately impacted the team in the first 16 games. So it's going to be fun to see what the Black Bears can do down the home stretch.
And what does Coach Ben Barr want to do a little bit better as we turn the page?
I don't know. winning 5 in a row, 6 of the last 7. I mean, just keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're scoring a lot of goals, against RPI on the road there in Troy, New York. They scored 6 each night. They scored 5 and 4 against Stonehill. So just keep putting pucks in the net and good things will happen. And that's not to forget about Albin Boya, who has been very solid for Maine in net, too. Albin's been outstanding in these first. If you're scoring 6 goals a night, you're going to win a lot of hockey games.
Yeah, but coaches are never completely satisfied.
No, they're never happy about anything. I know. Coach Barr, he's really good at turning the page. But those 2 games at Boston College back in early November that they lost, he's brought those up a few times. BC got the sweep. Those remain 2 losses on the year. Those games at BC. So. I know he wasn't happy about those, and he mentioned those a few times throughout November and into early December. So, they remember when things go wrong. Coaches never forget.
Well, and we won't get to talk about it with you next week because apparently it was easier to just shut the station down than fire me. But let's talk about next weekend. Man, is the Alphon going to be rocking as Denver comes to town?
Yeah, Denver Pioneers, the defending national champs, one of the top teams in college hockey. This is going to be a great matchup between Maine and Denver. A couple of games. That Friday night game is a 6 o'clock start. That game picked up for national TV. That will be on ESPNU. So some fans might be thinking that's a 7 o'clock game on January 3rd. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop now to fit the ESPNU schedule. And then Saturday the 4th, a 6:30 face-off. So a couple of big games, huge games. This will be another test for Maine. You know, we mentioned those BC games, but here we go. The Black Bears are going to play another top 10, top 5 team in the nation, see where they stack up with Denver. And the Pioneers are a team that Maine can beat. They've lost some games as of late. They've gotten beat by other good teams. So it's going to be very fun and very interesting to see what happens at the Alpha on January 3rd and 4th. But first thing is Sunday in Portland.
And that's a 4 o'clock start. You'll be on there with the pregame show at 3:30, right?
Pregame, 4 o'clock face-off in Portland. Maine and Bentley, can't wait.
All right. Travel safely, John. Appreciate it, as always. And we'll catch you in whatever new locale we're hanging out in the coming year.
Rick, for having me on all these years on downtown. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I know you'll be going strong somewhere, some way.
Well, I'd like to be transparent here. John, you are my technical advisor. So if this podcast doesn't work, man, I'm blaming you.
You've invested enough money, it's got to work, right?
No, you got me the good stuff. It's going to be beautiful. I appreciate all your help in that.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Right, no problem.
Thanks, John. Have a good game Sunday.
Bye.
John Shields, voice of the Black Bears, with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Getting ready to wrap up the first hour of the program.